Yes, it's going to be a quiet night tonight. Looks like you and I have the place to ourselves. I should probably start closing down as well. Really, this is always the worst season for guests. No, you can stay. Really, you've been a fixture here for as long as I can remember. Yes. Is everything all right, honey? You seem particularly down tonight. Why, you've hardly touched your drink. Well, the night is young. How about some company then? You can tell Big Sister about all of your troubles. So, what's on your mind? Ah, I see. Girl problems, then. Honestly, I'm surprised. I think someone like you would be fending women off left and right. Why, all the times you came here by yourself, I figured you were just keeping them out of a dive like this. Oh, I see. You want somebody more refined, then. I can understand that. Like fine wine, women often taste better with age. But I didn't mean to embarrass you, darling. Everyone has their own tastes. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah? You want someone like me? Or you want me? Specifically, is that why you always come to my bar? Even when it's out of the way and not the cheapest, just to see little me? You know you could do so much better, right? I'm just a two-tailed fox after all. Someone like you, well, deserves a five or even an eight-tail. Is that so? Even if I had but a single tail? Are you sure you're not just trying to get out of paying your tab by flirting with me? Well, you've always been a good boy and paid your tab on time. Oh, you're my best regular, so I can give you a little extra service tonight. So, what do you want from this old fox? Oh, you want to be petted and told you're a good boy. Well, how could I refuse such an adorable request like that? Just relax, sweetheart. This is what you wanted, right? But, poor thing. Am I being too rough? I just want to make sure that my good girl gets exactly what he wants. How's this? Ah. look on your face. Absolutely precious. Are you enjoying this? I see. Don't be afraid to tell me what you're thinking. I won't hurt you, dear. You're safe with me. I mean it. Cute, good boys like you. Wow. They should be rewarded, shouldn't they? Now, the question on my mind is, how should I reward you? Lap pillow? Ear cleaning? Maybe kisses? Or maybe you'd like to get straight into it. You know, maybe this season, having few guests isn't the worst. We get some alone time. And more importantly, do you know what other season it is right now? Well, we're getting to the tail end of fox mating season. And I've been alone all season, just like you. Your face got red in an instant. What do you think? We're all alone. Not a soul around. It only comes once a year, after all. It'd be a shame to waste it, wouldn't it? Good girl. I knew you wouldn't let me down. I'm gonna be honest with you, my dear. Ever since I got close to you, and I caught the scent of your body, I've been like this. Look how wet and soaked I am. Gods, this mating season has been terrible. I'm so pent up. I need it so bad. I am a good actress, aren't I? I can't show this lewd face to my customers. Why? I'd ruin my reputation in an instant. So, I smile and nod while my body heats up day after day without any satisfaction or relief. Here, and put your hands on my breasts. Don't be shy. Good girl. They're soft and warm. Can you feel this heat radiating out from me? I need you to breathe me so bad. You think this is the first time I've noticed how you look at me? Come on. the way you stare every time you come in here. That lustful gaze you cast my way. Nobody else around here looks at me like you do. So, what are you gonna do about it? Come on, don't get shy now. Or maybe you just want an older lady to teach you the ropes and show you how it's done. I certainly don't mind. That just means I'm going to train you to fuck me exactly how I like. What do I want right now? That's an easy answer. I want you to take me right here on top of the bar. I don't think you'll have any difficulty in fulfilling that desire. Up we go. Come here, honey. Right here. Look at me. Look at how shameless I am. Look at how bad I need you. Just slip that hard cock inside of me. Good. Good girl. Good girl. I've needed this for so long. Here. Come into my arms. Kiss me. Oh, God. I've needed this so badly. You have no idea. Oh, you're so thick and hot and hard. Oh, there's so much pre-cum too. I think, with a cock like this, you'll practically knock me up in one shot. God, girl. No. Just dig into me. Ravish me like an animal. Don't hold back. So good. So good. You're clinging to me so desperately. I love it. Wrap my tails around you. I'll never let you go. Wait. Changing. So suddenly I'm... Ah. thing. So deep inside of me. It feels like it was made for me. Oh, good girl. Don't hold back. Just plow me that thick cock of yours. I need to breathe me so badly. Good girl. Put it as deep inside of me as you can. Oh, you already call me mommy, but you can make me one for real. Desperate look on your face. You like that idea, don't you? You like the idea of knocking up somebody older than you? You can make me into a MILF for real. All you have to do is ding that fat cock into me and pump me off of your cum. Maybe I'm a little bit desperate, but you like that, don't you? I've wanted this for so long. Every time I see you in the bar, staring at me. I just wanna grab onto you and never let you go. I'll wrap my arms around you and hold you. What if I gently rub my nails down your back? Ooh, you like that, don't you? Don't worry, they may be sharp, but I won't hurt you. You are far too precious to her. Too precious and important to me now. Give mommy what she wants the most. Yes. Bring me with that fat cock. So sudden, he must really want it. Oh, don't you? Oh, good girl. Good girl. Yes. I need it so bad. Give it to me. Give it to me. Don't look back anymore. Breathe me. Breathe. Don't. No, you don't. You were gonna try and pull out, weren't you? No. You're going to finish inside of me. I'm gonna wrap my legs around your waist and never let you go. Try as you like, but I'm way stronger than a human is. I'm going to milk that cock dry. Now, come inside of me. Mate with me like we're mindless animals. Breed me. That's so hard. So much. I've needed this for so long. Good girl. Here. I'll let you go now. I can feel it pouring out of me. That was wonderful. Thank you for indulging my selfish demands. True. I suppose it wasn't that selfish. You certainly enjoy the experience. The bar is almost as much of a mess as we are. I guess we got a little bit carried away. Can't leave things like this, though. Do you mind helping me clean up before we call it a night? Good girl. Thank you. Once again, you don't let me down. Really, you are quite the catch. And to think, you're all mine now. What? You thought I was just going to satisfy myself and kick you out? Surely you think better of me than that. Don't worry. I know that's not what you were implying. Now, why don't we pop into the back room and clean ourselves up? Then, we can get this mess taken care of. And maybe afterward, we could spend a little private time in the back. Now that you've gotten a taste, you're insatiable, aren't you? I didn't mean it like that, though. I was thinking about just cuddling and relaxing. We can curl up in bed, and I can spoil you as a reward for a job well done. How's that sound? Perfect. Let's get cleaned up then. That wasn't as bad as I thought it'd be. And you got a little experience taking care of the bar with me. This is nice, isn't it? All alone, just the two of us, not a soul awake to disturb us, save the critters outside. You know, I was watching you while you cleaned. You were so careful and diligent. I was thinking, have you considered helping me with the bar? Running it and cleaning it? Why, we could maybe even expand a little bit. That'd be comfy, wouldn't it? You certainly spend enough of your own time there as it is. Why not share it with me? Plus, then you have even more of an excuse to see me every day. I don't know what kind of aspirations or dreams you might have otherwise. Perhaps it's a selfish request, but... you would. I'm glad. Thank you for indulging this old fox once again. Now, I believe I promised you some cuddling. Come a little closer. Feel how warm I am. Hold you close to me and protect you and I'll wrap my soft, fluffy tails around your body to keep you warm and safe. How's that? Comfortable? Good. And the look on your face tells me that you're practically in heaven right now. Here, let me give you a good night kiss. And now, you can just press your head to my chest. I want you to relax. Focus on the sound of my breathing and my soft heartbeat. And relax. Let all of the day's stress wash away from you. And you can drift off to sleep in my arms.